Hi, Jamal. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Obviously, this Patriots team quite a challenge. What they put together the first 4 weeks. What are your thoughts heading into this game and trying to match up with this defense?
Well, really, I haven't really watched a lot of tape just yet on their defense, or whatever. But we do know that they play, they play sound defense. You know, they play solid defense, and you just have to respect them, and just have to go out and try to execute, the plays that we put in.
This week, obviously, they get Rodney Harrison back. He's a guy you're familiar with going against in the past. What does he add to a defense? What kind of challenges does he present?
He is a factor, and you have to find out where he is on the field because he is a tough and, very physical player. And I think we just have to account for him. Like I said, just find out where he's at on the field.
How about yourself, Jamal? It seems you're a little rejuvenated with the move to Cleveland this year. How have you felt about your own performance this year?
I feel pretty good. We had a tough four games to start out with. But, I feel pretty good about everything. The offensive line blocking well, and we're still growing as an offense. We do have a new offensive coordinator, and everybody's picking things up well. And I think
what are your thoughts on Romeo, your first year playing under him? What kind of coach has he been for you?
He's a great, he's a great player's coach. He takes care of us and everything, and we just want to go out and win for him. And I think he knows what he's doing. And just took a little time, and I think we're going to get it done for them.
And Patriots coming off a short week with Monday night, does that give you any kind of an edge? Do you think you're a little more rested, a little more time to prepare for them than they have?
Not necessarily. It's just a day. I think it's just a day, and I think they're a good veteran team, and they can, I think they'll handle that well, so we can't just think we can use that as an advantage or whatever. We still have to go out and execute and just do what we have to do to prepare to get ready for this game.
What have you seen out of Anderson there at quarterback? How has he developed in the last 3 weeks here for you?
He's gotten a lot better, all the way through training camp and through OTAs, mini camps. He's been doing great, and he's just been getting better as time goes on. And I think since he's taken over the starting role, it just gives him more reps and just really gets him more into it. So I'm very impressed with him, and I think he's only going to get better as time passes.
Has Anderson and the receivers kind of opened things up for you a little bit?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I think that's a great thing, that we are connecting with the receivers and are getting the ball downfield and passing the ball downfield, because I think that takes a lot of pressure off myself, and kind of it will open up the box with teams that, want to put 8-9 men in the box sometimes. That kind of open them up and make defense play more honest.
How much, in terms of leadership in the locker room stuff, how much does it help to have Will McGinnis back for you guys?
It's great. He has a great motor, and he sets the tempo in practice, and gets everybody going. He's a veteran, and he's been for a while, and he knows what it takes to get it done.
Jamal, what was your feeling on the Browns when you were playing against them? They seemed like since they came back into the NFL that they were a franchise that just couldn't do anything right.
Well, I think it takes time. I think Phil Savage is doing a great job putting this team together and everything. And it takes time, and that's really what it is. He's putting the right pieces to the puzzle, together.
Jamal, appreciate the time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks.